gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
It's not normal.
It's just wrong! What?
It's not normal.
This is disturbing!
Game over.
Planet X, Nibiru, megaquakes, nuclear war, martial law, new world order, FEMA camps, guillotines, aliens, UFOs, fallen angels, Anunnaki. The Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
Love it when that soundboard doesn't work. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise your holy name. We thank you for the prayers that are being answered. We see you answering the many miracles that are occurring. We praise you, Father. We thank you. We cannot thank you enough because it was back in 2013 when we had that prophecy from Bond's blog that said there will come a time where a time of darkness that we'll have to walk through where we will not feel your presence, but I can assure you, Father, we're feeling it. And we thank you. Thank you for answering the prayers, the fervent prayers of us, of those of us who are reaching out to you. But also at the same time, Father, we thank you for instilling upon us determination to get to the end of whatever this is that's dragging on right now. And we don't understand it, but we say, your will be done, Father. We thank you. We thank you so much. Continue, please, in Jesus' name, to bless us with understanding as best as possible. We know that we're in a time where, at least that it appears that we're not supposed to really understand what is coming next. And Satan has done and your will be done, Father. Your will be done. And Father, also in the name of Jesus, in accordance with Matthew 18:19, where two or more are gathered together in your name, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that what we pray for will be given us, as it says in the scripture, and also Luke 21:36, that we will be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before you, Jesus, the Son of Man. Give us that patience of Job, Father God. Teach us how to pray. Help us to get in perfect harmony with your will, because we can tell the time is running short. But it is a very, very confusing time indeed. Father, we praise your holy name, and we ask you in Jesus' name to block the ability of any forces, any member of the forces of darkness in any sense. Make good eyes blind, good ears deaf, prevent them from hearing the show. Do not allow them to be able to hear it or listen to it or see it even. Father, we praise your holy name, and we thank you for your divine protection, because without your divine protection, many of us would probably not have made it as far. I can say that for sure, that I would not have made it as far as I have right now. I thank you, Father. I praise your name. Protect us and help us to understand what's going on, even if the news isn't good news to us, even if it means we got to stay here longer and longer. We don't know. And all we pray is that your will be done, and we thank you for your divine protection, Father. We pray that we can get out of here as soon as possible, but your will be done. So like Jesus said, if it is all possible, let this cup be taken from me, but nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. And we feel the same way, Father. We love you and we thank you for all of the unbelievable kindness that you have shown us. In Jesus' name, we thank you and pray from now until our departure that we will be counted worthy. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. We praise your holy name, and off we go into this, wow, collage of confusion. Praise Jesus, hallelujah, and here we go. So, what we have is that mass confusion thing, Obama was so famous for. Let me see if I can find that. Maybe not. Here we go. Let me see if I can get the volume up enough that you can hear this. All right, here we go. I'm going to bring up the volume. And this is it.
You just have to flood a country's public square with enough raw sewage. You just have to raise enough questions, spread enough dirt, plant enough conspiracy theorizing that citizens no longer know what to believe.
Bam!
Once they lose trust in their leaders, in mainstream media, in political institutions, in each other, in the possibility of truth, the game's won. You just have...
All right. Praise God. So anyway, that's where we are. And So if I were you, just as a protective, an emotionally protective mechanism, if I were you, given all the things that have happened as of late, I would prepare myself in whatever way possible for the long haul. Okay? I don't want to get into a place where I should have said it, but I didn't say it. So there you have it. I'm letting you know that because the weird things that are happening right now are so beyond weird that it's beyond, it's exactly what Obama was saying, in that, you know, having enough raw sewage to flood, you know, it'll overwhelm people. They will have nowhere to go, no one to trust, and we already know a lot more than the vast majority of the world knows. So that puts us in a very, very awkward position because we have so much information. We understand who the Synagogue of Satan is. We understand that Richard Nixon, by the way, this is published on tribulationnow.com, two ends in the middle. We know that Richard Nixon himself was warned by Billy Graham, that the Synagogue of Satan was a great, great danger. Well, my goodness, that takes you all the way back to the 60s. And it's mind-shattering. It's absolutely mind-blowing to see all of the new deltas. I can say this. I'm a little bit troubled by some of the coincidences, coinciding data that is pointing toward a possible false flag. I'm not trying to be alarmist or nothing. I'm trying to be honest with you. It's very difficult for me, very difficult, to reconcile all the things that are happening right now. But that is by Satan's design. There's a reason why Marina Abramovic, okay, said that she was so pleased that Trump, who is a magician level of the Scottish Rite, was going to be taking the helm. The reason she said that is because this entity is extremely dark. Much, much more dark. In order to completely hoodwink what is it, like 60 million MAGAs? And I'll just use that term because, you know what, I don't know what else to use. So I'm going to call them MAGAs. But basically what we're dealing with, and I know a little bit about this, is because this is essentially what my family is. They're baby boomer ones. They were born in the prior generation, you know, where everybody had put their, you know, I pledge of allegiance to the flag. They actually were part of the growing up, you know, the school kids that had to hide underneath their desks because there was a warning coming over that maybe Russia was going to bomb us post-World War II. And when you come from that, to tell somebody to take their hands off of their chest and stop pledging allegiance, it ain't going to happen. Because they are, it is totally, totally ingrained. Now, are there exceptions to the rule? Absolutely there are. I know people. Sister Nancy, for example, she's definitely in that, you know, baby boomer one group. Sister Mary Lee, Sister Nancy has been doing the guest alignments for Blog Talk Radio for thousands of shows, and has been a fantastic blessing to Tribulation Now over the years. Then you've got Mary Lee Summers. You know, she's been sending me news like crazy. And one of the things that I noticed right now is mass confusion amongst the news outlets. For example, Russia Today is saying different things than Al Jazeera, which is coming out of Qatar, which is saying different things than other news sources. For example, this, it goes on and on and on. So we can lock on to that which we know, but we are not going to probably be able to sort out that which is in flight because they designed it that way. Which is evidenced by what they claim is a false quotation, but by the Obama quote. We're drowning in raw sewage right now, and Satan knows it, and he is well pleased. You can believe it. But our Heavenly Father looks at the hearts. 1 Samuel 16:7b. You know, God does not see as a man sees. Man looks at the outward appearance, but our Father looketh upon on the heart. So right now, that would be an impeachment of anybody that's a MAGA. It would indicate that they don't understand how the Bible works. They don't understand that Jesus coming to the earth was the love covenant. They don't understand that the New Testament supersedes the Old Testament. They're pointing to all the Schofield lies. So what I did was, on tribulationnow.com, tribulation-now.org, wherever you want to go, I put several articles up there, one that gives you, oh my goodness, a lot of detail about Schofield. It includes a whole bunch of other stuff as well. The inside of an actual scroll from the Babylonian Talmud. Whew, talk about some serious, serious evil. We're talking about Baphomets and all kinds of, even the owl from the Bohemian Grove is in there. It's unreal how much Satanism is, it's gushing with Satanism. And that's what the Synagogue of Satan practices. That's who the Chabad Lubavitch people are. But when you look up statistics that are published on the internet or information that's published on the internet, you get the watered down version. They're never going to admit. The best version of impeachment that I saw was the one that the Synagogue of Satan forced Johns Hopkins University to take down, which was a study of the origins of 80% of the population of so-called Israel. And I call it so-called Israel because I included on tribulationnow.com, I included a kind of like a diagrammatic representation that would help somebody be able to kind of stitch together who, in other words, when Daniel did the 21-day fast, why did he do it? Have you thought about that a second? The reason why he did the 21-day fast is because he was seeking the Lord for an answer to his prayer. He wanted to know when the Babylonian captivity under Nebuchadnezzar was going to end. That was his goal. So I put a document up there on tribulationnow.com that shows the reconstruction of Israel after the, which was the answer to Daniel's 21-day fast prayer, which is when will Israel be placed back together, essentially. All right, now, thank you, Jesus. So anyway, I'm kind of jumping over there real quick. I got a lot to get out tonight, so this is definitely a two-hour show. But anyway, so in these various articles, you have one that's called The Six-Pointed Star. That's written by a man named Graham. Graham and the person who did the foreword on there, I believe they're both Jewish, and they both saw, you know, a filthy lie coming out of this whole notion of a Star of David. So it's really the Star of Remphan, and I even included Acts 7, 42 to 43, so it can call out the actual Star of Remphan. And it even starts with, you also took up the tabernacle of Moloch, all right? So I don't know if you remember this or not, but the people over in Iran were actually making Moloch statues, and they were burning them in effigy against what was going on with Israel, or what Schofield refers to as Israel. However, when you post-Babylon, okay, here we go. So when you look at the post-Babylonian captivity reconstruction of Israel, what it says, the return of the Jewish exiles from Babylon to Jerusalem occurred in three primary waves over a span about 90 years. Wave one was led by Zerubbabel and Yeshua, and that was circa 538 BC. That's 538 years before Jesus was born. The leader was Zerubbabel, the descendant of King David, and Jeshua, the high priest. The mission was rebuilding of the foundation of the first destroyed temple. Approximately 42,360 people, plus servants and livestock. And, you know, it says the outcome, they faced heavy opposition, etc. It says, and then it says they finished building the second temple around 516 BCE. That was wave two. Led by Ezra, 458 BCE. Ezra, priest and scribe, goes and tells a little bit of that. Says a much smaller group, 1,500 to 1,800 Jewish men, plus their families. And there were strict adherence to the Torah, instituted major religious reforms. Wave three of the bringing together of the diaspora, the people that were separated by their captivity in Babylon, you know, which Daniel was praying about. Wave three was led by Nehemiah, the cupbearer to the king of Artaxerxes, and appointed the governor. The mission was rebuilding the broken physical infrastructure of the defensive walls of the city Jerusalem. Now, it's interesting that when you look at the New Testament, other than the temple that this is referring to right here, okay, there really is no reference to another temple at all. There's no reference to another temple. It's only the temple body. Okay, so you got 1 Corinthians 3, verse 17. I'm doing this all from memory. But 3:17 says, and I don't have my PC study Bible up, and I'm going to bring it up here, even if it takes a little bit of time, which it will. All right, hallelujah. But basically, it says something along, to save time, I'm going to just kind of summarize it. It says something like, you know, he who defiles the temple, God will destroy. Okay, he who defiles the temple, God will destroy. Which temple ye are? Okay, what the Bible is saying there is that you are the temple of God. You are where the Holy Spirit resides. providing that you haven't grieved him and, you know, and you're in trouble and all that kind of thing, which you can repent for, and you should be. We should all be examining ourselves like crazy right now, because anything can turn the tide of what is going on right now. All right? So here, this is all about recreating the very temple that Jesus told the Pharisees and stuff, you know, that they thought he was talking about tearing down that temple. Okay? Now, Rome came in and took over the place and started governing it later, but all that stuff happened. 458 BC was the second wave with Ezra. 455 BCE was led by Nehemiah, but this reinstated the temple. All right, then you have it. There's your answer to Daniel's prayer, to his 21-day fast. Okay, it has nothing to do with Eliza Schofield. All right, and I have all this information published very, very super duper clearly, okay, on tribulationnow.com. But I got about a bunch of other people, a bunch of other stuff on there as well. Okay, very good. So anyway, I wanted to get that stuff up there for you so you could see it. Also, a summary of the Schofield, essentially the lies. Let me see if I can find this. Let me see if I put the summary up. Yeah. So core Schofield beliefs were that Schofield taught that God deals with humanity in seven distinct eras, each with different expectations and tests. Innocence, so that's where that notion about the judgment of the innocents and the babies will be taken away and all that stuff comes from. That's a Schofieldism, which is completely contradicted by Isaiah 13, where it says these are aliens, will dash the children in the pieces and ravage your wives. Conscience, human government, promise, law, grace, which is the church age, and kingdom, the millennial reign. Now, it goes in to say also that there's a strict separation between Israel and the church. That is incorrect. Okay? That is very, very incorrect. So when you see all these churchianity people out there, all these MAGAs out there going, oh no, you have to stand behind Israel or you're going to end up in the pit. They don't understand. There isn't a strict separation between 1947 lying satanic Israel and the one that I just described to you that was reestablished after Daniel went through the 21-day fast and they built the temple and then Jesus came, see? All right, that's different. The one that was created by the Rothschilds under the lies of Schofield is not it. Okay? He also taught the pre-tribulation rapture. That was never correct. Never even close. As a matter of fact, it was, I give credit where credit is due, and it was Chuck Misler, who was really big on the pre-tribulation rapture. He believed in it big time, but it's wrong. And again, these are all Schofieldisms. And it was, and to Chuck Misler's credit, he actually had stated on one of his training sessions, recordings, that we should all look into the pre-wrath rapture of the church, which is a book that you can look into, and is an absolutely fantastic story that has basically what happened was Marvin Rosenthal, the writer of the book. I'm going to try to give you a very brief scenario. Okay, he was the head of the largest pre-trib rapture organization in all of Israel. Okay, big deal. All right, so anyway, he comes to the conclusion after studying, comes back and he says to the board of directors and everybody there, he's like, hey, I can no longer agree with a pre-trib rapture. The Bible doesn't indicate that. That's wrong. It's not correct. And he gives them all the reasons why and all this kind of stuff. And then he went back to his office because he knew he was going to be fired. Well, then two guys that were on the board come back to him, shut the door, locked it, and told him, I agree with you, Marvin. I agree with you, but I can't take back what I've taught for generations in the church. It would be too humiliating. So nobody would support him, and he stepped away from that position of authority and said, I don't want anything to do with this. It was the very fact that two of his leaders came in and privately disclosed that the reason they wouldn't turn against pre-trib rapture doctrine was because their grandfathers and their grandfathers' grandfathers taught it. And how could they dare do something like that? It's called pride. Pride is the number one reason why the author of a book or somebody in a position that they shouldn't be in is out there preaching something they should not be preaching. Pride. No one wants to eat crow. I'm the only person in the world that loves crow. I love crow. I want to eat crow. I like crow souffle and pies and all kinds of good things. Don't you guys like crows, kids? Yeah, we all like crows. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. Also, he believed in a literal 1,000-year millennial kingdom. You know, I can't speak to that. Okay, I do tend to be a literalist, but my position on literalism is this. This was written by a man named Reverend J.W. Brooks in a book entitled The Literalism Elements of Prophetical Interpretation. The printers were E.G. Dorsey in Philadelphia, and it was printed in 1840. And the quote is, about the time of the end, which who could say we're not there, okay, about the time of the end, in all probability, a body of men will be raised up who will turn their attention to the prophecies in the Bible and insist upon their literal interpretation in the midst of much clamor and opposition. Okay? Now, that's me. And I can tell you with much assurance that I have had lots of clamor and opposition over the years. Praise God. All right. So, it's pretty dag-nabbit important for us to understand that. Now, let me just jump back over here. I do think when it says 1,000-year rule and reigning with Jesus, I do believe that that is probably literal. Then it says, number five, is his belief in or his pushing the belief in Christian Zionism. He strongly, strongly emphasized the future restoration of the nation of Israel and the fulfillment of the Old Testament land prophecies. Excuse me? Says his notes helped to shape modern Christian Zionist thought. Wow. Oh, and by the way, never mind, I'm not even going to get into it. That'll go down a rabbit's hole. All right. And also, the gap theory in Genesis. Now, I got no problem with that because it's a fact. It's not a gap theory. It's a gap fact. But here's the thing. Where it really becomes a serious problem is pre-trib rapture, because people are just crying out there, man. I mean, I'm telling you, they're just boo-hoo-hooing. They don't understand why we're still here because they're believers in the pre-trib rapture. They don't understand. The other thing is the Zionism, the Christian Zionism. But there's even more. There's what's known as the seven dispensations. Dispensationalism was used by Scofield to separate different parts of the church. So the seven dispensations that he pushed, satanically, is Israel, is these distinctions between the different parts of the Bible. Oh, well, Jesus was only talking to the Jews right here, you see. None of that applies to us. Yeah? Is that right? No, it's not right. It's a lie from the devil. All right? So then you've got And that dispensationalism was used to slice the Bible up into lots and lots of pieces so people could have an excuse to sin. That's exactly what it is about. So anyway, when you learn about these things, this is what has taken over the evangelical churches or the MAGAs. They don't understand the flow of the Bible. They're totally inundated and, you know, at the bottom of the Mariana Trench under Schofield belief systems. And it's a mess. The seven dispensations are innocence, conscience, human government, promise, law, grace, and kingdom. So like we're in the grace age now. You know what that means to the MAGAs, don't you? All you got to do, is push Zionism and you're in heaven. Like, you know, if I repeated what I have had said to me to my face, sharply said to me to my face, you wouldn't believe it. And I don't really want to repeat it. It's actually pretty deeply troubling. All right. So anyway, I've got to go ahead and make an adjustment here. Hold on just a second. Okay, so anyway, all that stuff is published up on tribulationnow.com. So you can go and study it, look it up, try to think of 10,000 reasons why I might be wrong, but I don't think you're going to find them. I documented it pretty clearly for anybody who's interested. Now, there's another thing that I wanted to mention, and that is this. And I'm going to talk about it a little bit more further into the program. But right now, there is, as I said, total mass confusion. That's precisely what Draco T was hired to do. By whom? Satan. I'm telling you, folks, Draco's report to Satan. They're like on his board of directors. Okay? That's how bad it is. There are other reptilian beings that are not Dracos. Okay? Does that mean that they're good? No. Okay, that has nothing to do with nothing. All right? They're all murderous. They're all cannibalistic. I'm sorry, not cannibalistic. They eat people. Okay? It's very sick and twisted and evil stuff, and I've covered it on many shows before, but I'm not going to take the time now. But you have to understand that. We're dealing with principalities and powers and spiritual hosts of wickedness and rulers of darkness and super duper high places. All right. So we all need to prepare ourselves for what could happen. This could stretch out a while. But I don't know if it will. I don't think anybody knows for sure. Judging by the various reports that I have up on my screen right now, let me just cruise over a couple of these. This one here is after what happened last night. Now, it's important to note that CENTCOM, which is Central Command, located at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida, where I live, it came out and made an official announcement that the ceasefire is still on. There was nothing happened. Nothing happened last night. Ignore it. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. False. Last night, Kuwait was bombed heavily. Bahrain was bombed heavily. Iran was bombed heavily. Al Jazeera, which is printed out of Qatar, okay, says Iran, Kuwait, Bahrain hit. Is the war in the Gulf escalating again? So it goes on to say, Iran fired missiles at Kuwait and Bahrain in the early hours of Wednesday, and the United States launched strikes on Iran's Keshem Island as tensions in the Gulf spiked amidst an impasse in diplomatic efforts to end the war between Tehran and Washington that is now closing in on 100 days. Since the conflict began in late February, Iran has repeatedly targeted countries across the Gulf where U.S. military bases were located. Armed hostilities had largely subsided after a temporary Pakistan-mediated ceasefire took effect on April 8th, but the latest flare-up has raised fears of full-scale fighting could resume. Now, As I have been maintaining, there was never a deal made. There was never a memorandum of understanding. What was going on? There was some communication going on. But at the same time that communication was going on, those of us who are monitoring these things were seeing that Iran was rebutting it immediately. No, 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 no. In other words, basically, Drake OT was out there saying, oh, we got this understanding, we got that understanding. And then it's like ka-ching, 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 and millions of dollars from put options off the stock market are flowing into his pockets, flowing into his son's pockets, flowing into every one of his dastardly reptilian family's pockets. So it was a play. It was a mess. He's a grifter. Look it up. Praise God. Well, anyway, or it is a grifter. It is a grifter. So if you've got Al Jazeera out of Qatar confused, well, then you're doing a pretty good job. And it does say that it was a combination of Al Jazeera staff and, watch out for this, Reuters. But it's the Rothschilds Banking Corporation that owns Reuters and the AP Newswire. Well, what do you know? So it just keeps going round and around this star of Remfan, this star of Baal, Molech. Take a look at the information that's on Tribulation Now or tribulation-now.org or whatever you want to keep. Look at it. Take a look. It's there for the viewing. And if you can find flaw in it, by all means, write me an email at jbaptist777@gmail.com. jbaptist777@gmail.com. And I will answer you kindly. But if you're mean to me, I may not. I may delete you. And that's okay. All right. It's not that I'm trying to be mean. It's just that I got to keep my head together. There's a lot of stuff going on, and it's very hard to decipher right now. All right. Next up was an article from Russia Today. And this was by a person by the name of Farhad Ibragimov, okay, a lecturer at the Facility of Economics at RUDN University, and it goes on with all kinds of credentials. And he writes, the Lebanon escalation. Netanyahu is betting Trump can't stop him. Well, first and foremost, the vast majority of us still believe that there is no Netanyahu. He doesn't show up in any of the military meetings. He's noticeably thinner, smaller, indeed. He doesn't have the stocky chest, and he never comes. Why hasn't he visited the White House lately? He used to come here like every 2 weeks so he could be worshipped. So anyway, this goes on to say, as Israel expands to war in Lebanon, Washington's influence over its closest ally looks increasingly limited because there has been no backing off of the attacks. That was a condition of the so-called memorandum of understanding, which never actually exists. It was all a bunch of poppycock and balderdash to blow smoke. And guess what? Who believed it? Everybody that's Fox News watcher, everybody that's a MAGA, and there's so many MAGAs out there, folks, they don't want to hear anything else. Their man is in office. He was chosen by Jesus. And that's as far as they're going. They don't care. They do not care. They really don't. They believe all the Schofield-isms with all of their heart. With all of their heart. Well, in Russia Today, it writes, in recent days, Israel's intensified the military campaign in Lebanon, which was supposed to be on the Memorandum of Understanding, wink, wink, taking the operation to a whole new level. This isn't just an exchange of strikes in the south of the country, but demonstrative of expansion of Israel's ground presence beyond the previous boundaries of the conflict. Israeli forces crossed the Litani River and captured Beaufort Castle, a symbolically and strategically significant fortress perched on a high cliff in southern Lebanon. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz states that the operation was carried out at the direction of political and military leaders. Doesn't mention Netanyahu. Isn't that interesting? Political and military leaders. Where's Netanyahu in all of this? He seems to have mysteriously vanished. You know, it's every time that you see a picture of Netanyahu standing beside Trump, you can tell it's the old one. He's chubbed up. He's got that big, chubby breast. The new one is, it ain't. Okay. So this hoodwinking of the world that is taking place right now is like nothing I have ever seen. Holy cow, it's amazing. And I struggle with a lot of it. And that's why I keep my crows right here. Here's my crows. Right? Kids? You okay with the crows? Hey, Spanky! Spanky, what's on the sign? All right, you're a good kid. Way to go. Hallelujah. All right, so anyway, once again, another relatively major publication suggesting that Netanyahu is betting Trump can't stop him, when in reality, there was never an admission that Netanyahu was involved. It does say this a little further down. It does say Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu described the capture of Bofot as a dramatic stage and a dramatic change in Israel's policy in Lebanon. Now, what kind of a body double drone does that need to be to say that? Show me evidence that he's actually working in Israel. Don't show me some skinny little undernourished guy walking around and never coming over to the United States, never doing any of the things, sitting inside of one of the military tribunals or whatever the dickens they call them at the Knesset or in the other rooms where they have those military meetings, which was, by the way, where we got the photographic evidence of Netanyahu being killed in the first place. Body doubles, clones, creepy stuff. Way weirder than anybody would believe in the MAGA world. They'd be like, oh, yeah, it's, yeah. Thanks for stopping by there, Johnny. Grab yourself an extra plate of macaroni and cheese. So anyway, this is a break, again, of the what we already knew. See, we already knew in advance. Because the IRGC and the leadership, not necessarily those who were getting sucker punched by Draco T in the game of back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. No, I'm talking about the information that would come out of Iran. And they would itemize the things that were unacceptable to them. They would say, no attacks on Lebanon. None at all. None. When they find out, and I don't know why they wouldn't know by now, what's going on in Lebanon, this is going to ramp up real fast, I think. But I did want to share that with you. All right, praise God. Also, there was a report by Al Arabiya News. Al Arabiya is actually a Lebanon publication, is my understanding. I hope I have that right. And he, this fake Netanyahu, comes on CNBC. See, notice, it's coming from, it's not local. Not local. Talking supposedly to CNBC that any full-scale return to military action against Iran will be United States President Draco T's decision, adding that U.S. and Israeli forces are ready. Okay. Then it says breaking, and it shows a picture of this entity that they're trying to pawn off as Netanyahu, which I don't believe for a second. And it says, Netanyahu says Trump will decide on return to full-scale action against Iran. Now, let's ask ourselves, quid bono, who benefits? Okay, what's the motivation? Why would they do that? Why would they suddenly, out of the clear blue sky, when they've got everything under control over in the United States of Babylon the Great, why would they suddenly change their mind, and I mean the so-called Israel, I'm talking about the Chabad Lubavitch, the Synagogue of Satan, the Khazarian Mafia, why would they suddenly change their mind? Look, as long as they're controlling things like Obama was controlling Biden, the six different Joe Bidens that we had, they're still showing the last Joe Biden, the 7 foot tall one standing beside a car. I just saw a video of it. Wow, it was less than 24 hours ago. I couldn't believe it, but they're still showing it. Do you think people are... and people are still buying it. I was looking at the comment section and there were these, you know, for lack of a better term, lefties going, oh, we miss you, Joe Biden. Please come back, Joe Biden. We want to, like, you know, chop children into pieces and change their sexes and do all kinds of horrible things. We don't have anywhere to go, folks. We don't have anywhere to go. And I'll tell you, one of the first things that my family would say to me is, what, would you rather be, governed by Joe Biden and all that creepy stuff? God gave us, you know, Draco T and all this kind of hooey. No, it just went from bad to worse to worse. And in each case, the entities that are in control, e.g. the Synagogue of Satan, SOS, the entities that are in control are still in control. So does it matter that it says in this breaking news thing that Netanyahu says Trump will decide? No, it means nothing. In our analysis of this, by the way, this came out of the publication out of Lebanon, which supposedly covers both Iran and all the GCC states, which is everybody but Iran, essentially. Iran and Iraq have the most Shiite population, as I recall. But there's Shiites sprinkled all over the place. And then the Sunnis are like all the rest. You know, Jordan and UAE and Qatar and Kuwait and all that stuff. Bahrain. All right. But there have been many times, I don't know if you can remember this or not, but there were many times, okay, that during the pullout, during the United States of Babylon the Great's pullout from the escalated war, there were many times where the leadership of Saudi Arabia, all of them, the GCC states, they were all like, man, we can't trust the United States anymore. We can't side with them anymore. This is going to turn it, you know, it's going to get bad. It's going to be worse. We're going to destroy us. They're threatening to blow up our water desalination plants. They're threatening to blow up our infrastructure for, you know, oil wealth. And it just goes on and on and on and on and on. How much pushback there was. It was amazing. But we all forget about that kind of stuff pretty quick, don't we, in the midst of all this confusion. But there is a lot of confusion. There really is. So anyway, I'm looking at the clock. It's 46, 47 minutes in. So I wanted to get that out to you. But I also wanted to share this with you. Because I've seen the video of it, but I haven't published it on Tribulation Now yet. And I need to. So hold on. Let me make a note. Rah, 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 rah. Okay. Here's my pen. Okay. Publish. Publish manhole event. Okay. And publish lady and military intel person. Now I'm going to publish these. The manhole event and the lady with the military intelligence. There have been quite a few people on X, and these tend to be the ones that are deeper divers. Okay? I'll just make up a term. Deeper divers. And they've been watching a lot of the things that are happening very, very closely. In the midst of a lot of other clamor, of course. Now, all right, hold on, I'm wiping off my glasses. I don't know how I can get through 2 hours without my glasses getting whatever messed up. But anyway, so I'm going to put the manhole cover video, and I'm also going to put the lady who from TikTok who claims she was talking to a military intelligence person in a bar. Because they go together like, well, don't tell Joe Biden I said this. No, I'm kidding. I'm not even going to go there. I was going to make a comment about man and woman, but that's a whole other thing. Because there is neither man nor woman, slave nor free, Jew or Gentile. We are all one in Christ. Galatians 3:28. Thank you, Jesus. 3:28. Checking my math. I think it is. I do believe it is. Or is that? Here, let me go ahead. I want to keep my Bible thing up here. Let me see here and just double check myself because I got so much stuff going on. All right, Galatians 3:28. Let's see if that's it. Yep. There is neither Jew nor Gentile. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female, but you are all one in Christ. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs to the promise. Try to hold those synagogue of Satan people down and get that into their thick, satanically impregnated skulls, or whatever you want to call it. I can't believe these entities even exist. I can't believe that Billy Graham was on the phone with Nixon warning him about the synagogue of Satan. Where have we been all this time? Following the Schofield stuff, like good little puppies and doggies. Right? Right. I won't do it. I trust God to protect me, and I will run this race until I'm not protected anymore, and then I'll disappear. Anyway, so I'm going to publish the manhole thing. What is the manhole thing? Well, there were people, I think it was downtown New York, I have to double check my math on that, and they were crawling out of a manhole cover. So a manhole cover was lifted up off the street, which again I think was in New York. And ooh, look at that. It's the final location of the FIFA World Cup. Oh boy. New York, New Jersey. Final location. Wow, if that doesn't call for a So in New York, this manhole cover gets lifted up in the dead of the night. And six men came crawling out of it, looking all around to see if anybody could see them. I'm sure they didn't see that they were being filmed. And they all came out, put the manhole cover down, and they split. Remember 9/11? Who did 9/11? The Israeli Mossad. Why did they do it? To create a never-ending war with the Arabs. See how it works? Remember USS Liberty and all the people that were going to be killed on the ship, and they barely pulled through, and they were commanded by the president not to say anything? The president actually wanted the ship to be sent to the bottom of the ocean? But there are people alive testifying about it during the so-called Six-Day War in 1967? Synagogue of Satan was still there. They haven't gone anywhere, have they? They've rained down their evil satanic power upon the world for such a long, long time. Remember how I brought up at the end of Trump's or the Republican National Convention, the RNC, Right after they picked out J.D. Vance and Draco T. and all this other stuff. Remember how I commented, effervescently I commented, about, listen, they're playing the aria from the movie, Some of All Fears. I got to remember a million details. Oh my gosh. When I'm going over all this stuff, because it spans years of time, Sum of All Fears. And the words were, and we win. I don't care what the words are. It's the fact that it was from the movie Sum of All Fears, which was about putting a nuclear device underneath a large stadium where the president was at. Of course, this wouldn't happen in this case, I doubt, because we're talking about the World Cup. But anyway, under a stadium to blow it up, to nuke it. Are you putting this together? So they played that aria at the end of the RNC, the Republican National Convention. Now, I was given a list of... Now, I'm not saying this is going to happen. You just... Okay? Bear with me here. I got my crows. All right. That's right. I'm looking at you guys, and I'm getting hungry by the second because I'm trying to get on keto, and it's like, you guys are looking. Maybe I can make something out of keto with you guys. You're looking like I could probably make something. Ah, just chill out for crying out loud. All right, so anyway. So over the years, I've collected various cities that either through prophecies that I had dug up or things that people had told me, I had dug up a list of cities that were supposedly going to be nuked. Okay? Supposedly going to be nuked. Now, remember the movie Jericho? Isn't that a prophetic movie if there ever was one? And the CIA was involved, that black man that was playing the part of the CIA agent, and all that stuff. And he was communicating with a special radio to somebody else because they didn't know, and it was some kind of inside job, and all that stuff with Jericho. Do you remember that? Hallelujah! Okay. And it was a bunch of cities, wasn't it? Yes, it was. Well, that list included Washington, D.C., New York City, Miami, Chicago, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, San Diego, Boston, Baltimore, Las Vegas, Denver, Houston, Dallas, and Phoenix. All right, you got that list? Now then, just for grins and giggles, it turns out that the FIFA World Cup, it's being co-hosted across three countries, which is Canada, Mexico, and the United States of America. And I'm going to read you a list of the cities that it's going to take place in the United States of Babylon the Great. They include Atlanta, Boston, Dallas, Houston, Kansas City, Los Angeles, Miami, New York and New Jersey, final location. Whoa! Philadelphia, San Francisco Bay, and Seattle. Whoa! What were those guys doing with the manhole covers? Why was the movie Jericho so prophetic? It even had FEMA written on the outside of some of the houses later on in the latter episodes. I mean, it's just unbelievable. People taken away to FEMA camps in the actual program. It's amazing. What's up with the manhole covers? Why would control over the Middle East be voluntarily given by supposedly an individual who is Netanyahu, but we know better, voluntarily to Drake O.T.? Whatever happened to the Epstein files? Whatever happened to any of that kind of stuff? Think about it. Why would they do that? Well, the one thing that had occurred to me is that the likelihood of them doing this in every single one of the stadiums is absolutely zilch. Zero chance. And the reason that is because the World Cup is not going to be taking place at the same time in every one of these stadiums, is it? Let me see. I don't know enough about it. Oh, no. 48 teams across 16 host cities. Holy majoli, it could be. I don't know, folks. But I got my crows here. If I wasn't on this keto diet, I would get out my black crows. I got a whole case of those, and I tried to get through them, but man, they stick to your teeth, and you spend more time getting those sticky things off of your teeth than you do actually eating crows. Crows? Yeah. So how many of these are at the same time? Are they offset? I don't know any of that. All we know is that we have that video of the manhole cover, followed interestingly by the lady with the strange visitor that identified himself as military intel, and I'm not discounting that. I believe the lady. I really do. And I'm mad at myself for not getting. Hopefully it's still there and I can play it. All right. As a matter of fact, let me jump over to my. I'm looking at 58. Yeah, we got time. All right. So. Hold on a second. So I already told you there's nothing for me to play to you about the guys that the men that came out of the manhole covers or manhole cover. Okay, there's nothing. I can't play anything. It's not like you'll hear cling, 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 cling. Shh. You're making too much noise. We're trying to plan a nuke. You're going to mess it all up. There's none of that to play for you. I can't play it for you. All right. But what I can play for you is this lady. And I'm going to bring it up right now. Praise God. And let me stall it and bring it back. Okay. Now, this is from a person that calls herself Callie, and she's a Christian, and she hangs out on TikTok, and she is saying, "What's up with all the strange videos lately? Just a question." So she's really got no idea what's going on. It actually makes me want to look up TikTok and go back there, but I just don't have the time. I've got more stuff I got to do. All right, so anyway, let's listen to what she says. Now, please keep in mind that we just talked about the manhole cover being lifted up in what I believe is New York and six men coming out of it with no explanation. We talked about the FIFA deal and all the different cities involved and tied back to Jericho and the CIA guy that said it was an inside job and it was a bunch of different cities and all this other stuff. Well, this is this lady who published this little TikTok on TikTok, and this Christian woman named Kali finds it, all right? And so does, praise the Lord, Sister Vera, which was so apropos. The timing was unbelievable. Let's listen to what she has to say.
I need to keep this short, sweet, to the point. You need to sit down, buckle up, and be prepared. I went out to the bar, like, a couple nights ago, and this guy sat next to me. And I'm just making small talk. I live in a tourist town. Lots of people come through. So I'm like, hey, are you from here? Where are you from? Like, what you doing here? Like, do you work? Like, you know, just random, like, random stuff. And this guy sits down next to me, and he's older. He's, like, mid-50s. And we're just in casual conversation. And the topic of what do you do for work comes up. And he says, oh, I'm military intelligence. And I'm like, oh, very cool. So you know the scary stuff. And he said, and this guy was drunk as a skunk, so take everything that he says with a grain of salt. And I do too, but I also know that people have loose lips when they're not sober. And he said, why do you think I'm here? Excuse me, what? He's looking off just like this, and he says, people are going to start killing each other soon. And he said, isn't this the place you would want to be if everything was about to go to hell? I beg your finest pardon, sir? The conversation didn't last long, and he was so sloshed that it was hard to really comprehend anything he said. It sounded like he had a foreign accent of some sort, but at the same time, I couldn't tell. And he was just saying, things are about to get really bad, and this is the place I want to be. This is the best chance of survival. And he said, I pray nothing happens. I pray something stops it and that something happens so that what is about to happen doesn't happen. But he said, this is where you're going to want to be. I'm terrified, but why would he say that? I mean, I know that Thiel is gone. He's gone to Argentina. And, I mean, that raises its own alarm bells. But what does somebody in military intelligence know? And he didn't spill any secrets or anything. He just said, things are about to be really bad. Take that as you will.
All right. So anyway, I'm at the top of the hour. I'm going to go ahead and pause the recording and add these two videos before I lose them up on Tribulation Now. And I'll be right back for the second hour. God bless you all.